Good morning. Thanks for listening. It's Fairfield County's Community Accent, refreshing 90.9 FM. This is Tina Gang, your host, and today we are connecting you with the Buckeye Lake Area Civic Association. Trudy Craig and Ricky Sue Grunden. Ricky Sue just shared with us about the Antique Lure and Vintage Tackle Show that's coming up, and now we're going to talk about the one favorite thing that everybody loves and that everybody was heartbroken over the last couple years because it didn't happen. And we're talking about July 4th and the boat parade. Yes. Trudy, are we so excited this is coming back?
We are excited. The Buckeye Lake boat parade is a tradition. It's been around for 45 years, except with the exception of when the water went down and we had to, no boats,
no fireworks.
But last year we were back. We had 35 boats and it was just absolutely wonderful. So the boat parade this year is on July 4th, as always, and we're asking everybody to decorate their boats and line up at 10:30 a.m. at the Leibs Island State Park. If you're a spectator, we'd love for you to come and watch the boats line up, and then you can make your way down to North Shore State Park, and you can see us go by again. It's about a half an hour for us to get down from Leibs Island to North Shore.
So you can stand on the shore in one spot, watch you, and then drive around to the other spot and watch you.
Yes, you
That's
can.
Good.
Yes, because the lineup, everybody is just kind of circled around, and they just line up and go. But as down at North Shore, you'll see.
And it's like waving. Everybody waves from the shore. It's like it's a real parade on the water.
Even one couple has numbers, and they number us as far as 1 to 10 of how our boats are decorated.
Oh.
So that's a fun thing.
So you have a boat?
Yes.
Okay, you're talking like you're one of the boaters.
Our boat will be the Tora Homes boat, and this year the theme is lake life, so the Tora Homes boat will be decorated Margaritaville.
Yay!
So, and then our Grand Marshal will be Howard Everett this year. Howard has been at the lake for several years, and he's played the national anthem for many years for us at the boat parade, and so he will be our Grand Marshal. The Millersport Fire Department will start off the parade, and then the Grand Marshal will be right after him.
So the boat parade is actually in the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you could go to the boat parade and then go to the fireworks or go back home wherever you live to the fireworks?
No fireworks at Buckeye Lake.
No fireworks. Okay. And that's because of the water levels again?
It's because the parks are not back to normal and there's not enough parking
gotcha.
For everybody. So they've decided not to have the fireworks again this year. But
okay.
There'll be people on the lake that have fireworks.
Yeah, but the boat parade, and that was really the big thing.
Yes.
Now before was that ever done in the evening?
No.
Okay, it's always been in the morning.
It's always been in the morning.
All
and
right.
Usually the fireworks are July 3rd, the day before.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yes.
So now I'm on board with the history of it.
But if you'd like to see some of the past boat parades, it's on our website at BuckeyeLakeAreaCivicAssociation.org, and we've put some of the videos from even 1976 on there.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
Oh, it's fun to see, you know, have boats changed that much over the years?
Oh,
you
yes.
You see some, like cars, you know?
Yes.
The models and the whatever look
yeah.
on the outside.
Even the lake has changed.
Yes.
Even if you look at the background of the pictures, the lake has totally changed.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
So you can see all that stuff. By the way, the Buckeye Lake Area Civic Association, is that something that people can come to, like you have an office? Somewhere or
we do not have an office. It's an organization that was started in
1947.
And it's a membership for $15, and then you get an email with what's going on around the lake.
It's for people who live on the lake, pretty much.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
And we have two dinners a year, a fall dinner and a spring dinner. We have a reverse raffle that people come to, and all of the money that we get from these events that we do actually go to entities around the lake that are in need, baby pantries, food pantries, the library, the museum, the fire departments.
Very good.
And special projects.
Special projects,
sure.
Right.
Now, the tour boat that you're mentioning, that's part of the museum or?
No.
The tour boat. Oh, okay.
That's part of the Buckeye Lake Museum.
Okay.
They're working on a tour boat.
Mm-hmm.
That they're asking for donations for, so you can go to the Historical Society and look at that information.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So to be in the boat parade, is there a fee then?
No fees. Everything is free. Just line up. Start a tradition with your kids and your grandkids and get those boats decorated. Put music on your boat and meet us at 10:30 a.m. at Leibs Island.
And do you have to be part of the Civic Association?
No.
You don't even have to live on the lake. If you own a boat, just show up with your boat.
Put your boat in and show up.
Very good. And decorate it, apparently.
Decorate it patriotic, or you can do it as lake life, whatever you like.
Very good. Well, yeah. That is the 4th of July boat parade, back by popular demand and because the water is up. That's
right.
Good. all right. Well, talking about the Buckeye Lake area, you know, and people who live there, you know, it's so cool to be able to go in and see what a lake home looks like.
Right.
And so you have a tour that allows people to do that.
Yep. The Buckeye Lake Tour of Homes is August 12th, Sunday, August 12th at 11:30 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. We only sell 750 tickets, and the tickets will go on sale June 25th. You can go to our website and pay by PayPal, or you can send me a note or call me, and that's on the website as well. The tickets, pre-sale tickets are $20, and the day of the tour is $25. But what's really cool this year is we have 6 homes, and 2 of them are island homes.
Nice.
And they're 2 different island homes, and the one is Circle Island, a famous Circle Island. The house was built in the 1890s, and it is just a beautiful grounds, beautiful home. And actually, after hours, when the musicians from Buckeye Lake Park era were done playing, they would come over and stay at this home. And you can imagine Jimmy Dorsey staying there. So that's a really great home. And then we have another home on Compass Point, and there's only 2 homes on that actual island. And it was built in 2015 when the water went down. So it was very creative how they had to get their equipment and their building supplies out there to build their house.
Yeah, and for the last several years, because of the water, you've had to do this by foot.
By
walking.
A walking tour, but this year it's all by pontoon boat.
Yay, it's back on the water, even for the tour of homes. That's wonderful.
Yes.
So you provide the pontoons that take people around, or they have to have
their own? We'll have about 40 pontoon boats, and you'll get on the boat, and you'll have 3 stops. There's 4 homes at Cranberry Bay, and one of them is the famous lighthouse home, and then we have 3 other cottages there, so that's 1 stop, and then you'll go to Circle Island to see the house from the 1890s, and then you'll go back to Compass Point Island, which you'll see the new house that was built in 2015.
Nice. And stop back on your way to have a nice lunch.
Yeah, at the Buckeye Lake Winery. We will launch from the Buckeye Lake Winery, and you can park there. It's free, and that's where you can get your tickets and jump on the boat.
And
the pre-sale tickets, you can go online and pay by PayPal.
So I was wondering how you're going to get 750 people through. So it's timed. Do you come at a certain time based on your ticket, or you just come and wait?
I would suggest come early, but you come and wait. And some people have had a glass of wine before they've gone to the tour. But, yeah, you stand in line, and we take 6 to 8 people on each boat that goes through, and we have 40 boats, and we continually go around the lake.
So it's not all 40 boats in a you know.
No.
going on the water together.
So you'll have a nice boat ride on top of the houses that you will see.
Yeah, and so how long does the whole tour take once you're on the boat?
Probably at least an hour.
About an hour.
Yeah.
Round trip. That is good news. We're so happy to be able to share about the Buckeye Lake Area Civic Association July 4th Boat Parade and the Tour of Homes. The Tour of Homes is when again?
Sunday, August 12th. And some of our sponsors are Kokonas Furniture, the Buckeye Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce, Fisher's Marina, Petplex, Cat Everett with KW Greater Columbus Realtors, North Valley Bank, Kessler Sign Company, and the Fairfield County Visitors Bureau.
Nice. Yes, that's a big draw for lots of people. And how soon will we be able to get tickets?
June 25th.
June 25th, and she's already getting questions about
them,
so you better get
checks in the mail, and I'm already getting phone calls. So.
Yes. Can we order those online?
As of Friday, you can start ordering online.
Online on Friday, or give the Buckeye Lake Civic Association a call. Do you have a phone number?
614-406-1636, and that's my number, and you can talk to me, and I'll give you all the information.
That's Trudy Craig. Now, Ricky Sue, give us one more invitation out to the antique, you know, the lure thing.
We would like you to come join us at the Buckeye Lake Antique Lure and Vintage Tackle Show on June 23rd from 9 to 3 at Lakewood High School on Route 40. Scenic Route 40, because that is the national road.
That's right. And that's free to get in, or $5.
$5 for the general public to get in. You can buy, sell, trade.
Bring your stuff.
Bring your stuff, or just come out. You can learn how to fish, or you can just enjoy celebrating Buckeye Lake fishing with and lure baking with the rest of us.
With all the other folks there. Ladies, thank you so much. Ricky Sue Grundin for sharing about the vintage antique lure and vintage tackle show, and Trudy Gregg for sharing about the tour of homes and the boat parade for the July 4th.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
You've been listening to Community Accent on Fairfield County's refreshing 90.9 FM. We are connecting you with your community every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. We bring you real people with real answers. You can download this program from our website at refreshing909.com or go to the downloads page and then get the last week's worth of shows from there. Download the TuneIn Radio app and take us with you when you go out of town or out of the area. Connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, we'll be having some more guests tomorrow. It's Thursday. We'll be talking to Mike Roth about prison ministry opportunities. Also, Kate Sparks will tell us about the Girl Scouts. We are excited about that. We are the station connecting you with your community. Community Accent, sponsored by Ohio Christian University's adult and online accelerated degree programs. Information online at ohiochristian.edu. Thanks for listening.